Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed, and we are on Chavtes Amabes, a couple of lines up from the bottom, and we started yesterday the sugyas of Kashrus, relating first to Avodah Zarah, and then we're going to get into the rest of the Masechta. As we know, the first part of this parak was all about the issues of chashos, of what am I allowed to do with my animals, what am I allowed to do with my children, what am I allowed to do, what are the chshados and chshashos relating to Ovdei Kochavim, what about getting a haircut from them, what about using them as a doctor, right, all of those related issues. And yesterday's daf started in Chavtes Mabez, the items that are Asur, Da'oraisa, Durabanan, Isser Achila, Isser Hana'a, and we started with the issue of wine. That was yesterday's Mishnah. The Mishnah said these are the items that are Asur, Isser Hana'a, Yayin, Chometz, Vechulu. And that's what we'll discuss over the next couple of days, the issues of wine. Then we'll have later on in the Perek, Bez Hashem, on Daf Lamed, Heyamabes, we'll have the items that are Asur, Isser Achila, and not Isser Hana'a. And that's going to be milk, and Bishol, and the other very Halachal Maisa related items. Let's pick up on the bottom where the Gemara just mentioned that if a non-Jew has, if a Ovid Kochavim has vinegar, there's no issue because it was not the wine. If it was wine and then it turned to vinegar, then it could be a problem. Says the Gemara now, a couple of lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Ila'a, Shaninu, Yain Mavushal Shal Ovid Kochavim, Shahaya Mitchlaso Yain Aser. If there's Yayin Mavushal, that originally was Yayin, so that is Usr. Interesting washroom. We'll better get back to this in a couple of minutes. What do you mean Yayin Mavushal, that was originally wine, and now is not wine? So it sounds like Yayin Mavushal no longer has the status of Yayin, so we'll have to see. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But Yayin Mavushal, that originally was not Mavushal, was not cooked, and now it has been cooked, it's Usr, because when the Ovid Kochavim had the Yayin, so then it was already Usr. So Gemara says, Pshita, Mishum to Ifshal Pakale Yisura, because it was cooked, so now the Isra has been removed? No, once it's Usr, it's Usr. You can't remove its status of why it is Usr. So says the Gemara, No, the chiddush and the point that he wants to get across is that when we have our yayin mevushal and then it goes biyad ovdei kochavim, so then you don't need the double seal in order for us to trust, because yayin mevushal is not used by the non-Jew in his Avodah Zarah ceremonies, as the Gemara is about to explain. If it's because of Nisuch, the Chashash of Nisuch, of pouring, so then there's no worry, because he doesn't pour Yayin Mavushal. And if it's because, maybe he used the wine and he switched it, so even one Chosim is good enough, he's not going to bother himself to use wine that already has a seal, and he would have to reseal it. No, it's better just to use the wine that he has, and he won't be matriach. There is a difficult, somewhat difficult line in Rashi here towards the bottom, where not difficult, just we other Rishonim argue ha'asal hashmi'inan on the bottom taima dovik ochavim bishlo. The reason that it's mutter is because the dovik ochavim was mavashal the wine. Habish was not mavashal it until after he had it. Habishlo yisrael beheter, but once the Jew has yain mavushal, and then would give it to the non-Jew sulo mitzar behana'a. So it's not only, it's not Asr B'Hana anymore. Sulo Mitzar B'Hana. Sounds like from Rashi that maybe it's Asr B'Shtiya. It's just not Asr B'Hana. So that's not what we generally assume, like most Rishonim. Once it's Yayin Mavushal, so then it is Mutter, even B'Hana. That is what we assume. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodea. In the second line of Yerodea, where all these halachas come up, in Kuf Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Dalet, these are all the halachas of Yayin Nesach and Stam Yenam. Kuf Chav Gimel, Sif Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yain Mavushal Shalanu, Shenaga Ba'ovik Ochavim, Mutter. It's Mutter, meaning even B'Shtiya. The Shach says, Afila B'Shtiya, V'Afila Chalchila Mutter L'Shtosu Ima Ovdik Ochavim, Kenu B'Shasu Poskim. Right? That's our Gemara, that Yain Mavushal is Mutter even B'Shtiya. Just going back, the beginning of that simen in Kuf Chav Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, again, this is it's a big, big simen, 26 Se'ifim, Stam Yenam Shalamamin, Ovdik Ochavim Asr B'Hana, V'Hu Adin L'Magam B'Yain Shalanu. So we know the different levels. We mentioned the different levels of Yayin. There's Yayin Nesach Mamish that was poured in an Avodah Zarah ceremony, which is Asur Daraisa, right? That's Tikrovis L'Avodah Zarah. Then there is Stam Yenam of an Ovei Kochavim, which is Asur Bana also. And then there's Yayin of a Jew that was touched by an Ovei Kochavim. Those are the three levels, and those, the last one is Asur Midirabanan. But again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, Haga Mishum Gzeres Yayin Shenesnasech Le'lilim, Stam Yenam of an Ovei Kochavim, or their maga, their touching of our wine, is aser mishum gzeiras yayin shenisnasech le'alilim ubizman hazeh she'eno shchiach shehaumos menaschen lavodas kochavim. The Ramah does quote that bizman hazeh, we'll get back to this again, bizman hazeh, when the umos ha'olam, it is not common for them to be menasech, yesh omrim demago v'kochavim v'yayin shalanu eno aser b'hana, rak b'shtia. So then in that case, some say it's only aser to drink, it's not aser b'hana, v'chein stam yayin shalahem eno aser le'enos b'imenu. But then he quotes at the end, the Ishmaelin, the he ends up. And that's what generally we assume. The Chai Adam has very strong language about this also, in terms of the Chumrah still applying, the Halacha still applying today, even if one might not have Ovdei Kochavim that are pouring. But either way, Lamaisa, when it comes to Bishol, Yayin Mevushol, so then that is Mutter, even Bishtia, as we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Good. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Yayin Mevushol, Va'alontis, Shal Ovdei Kochavim, Asurin. If someone has Yayin Mevushal, meaning it was Yayin and then it became Mevushal, right? It wasn't Yayin Mevushal originally when the Ovdei Kochavim had it, or Aluntis, we'll see what that is. So Ovdei Kochavim Asurin, right? So that is Asur. Aluntis Kivriyasa Muteris. But Aluntis Kivriyasa, what does that mean? Rashi, Shalohaya Yayin Mitchila, Biad Ovdei Kochavim, El Lakha Asuya Miad Yisrael, if it was already Aluntis beforehand, when the Ovdei Kochavim bought it from a Jew, so that's Muteris. So what is Aluntis? It's some type of mixture. Some type of mixture which has wine in it. So if it has wine in it, so then if the non-Jew put the wine and created the mixture, then it was already Usser. The wine was already Usser. But if it wasn't, it was belonged to a Jew, and then it was mixed, and then it was given to the guy, so then it would be Mutter. Ve'ezu Aluntis kidetanya, the Braisa says, Gabi Shabbos. When it talks about Hilcha Shabbos, Osin, a nomlin vein osin aluntis. One is allowed to make a nomlin on Shabbos to drink, but one is not allowed to make aluntis. Why? Because this mixture was only made for medicinal purposes, and that's included in the gzera of shchikas samamanim. In Shabbos, daf nun gimel, that we know that isra of taking medicines on Shabbos, because gzera shem yishchok, one person might come to grind the medicine. Medicines were often ground from herbs in the days of the Talmud, and therefore Chazal assert in certain circumstances the isser of taking medicines on Shabbos, so also making the medicine. So inomlin was something that was not only used for medicinal purposes, that's why it was mutter to make on Shabbos, but not aluntis. Ve'ezu inomlin ve'ezu aluntis, anomlin yayin udvash upilpulin. That was also... used for non-medicinal purposes, wine, honey, and pepper. Aluntis yayin yashan umayim slulin v'afar simon da'avil be'mesusa. Right, that was made for be'mesusa on the side of the Edzin Lamekar. That was made after somebody was in the bathhouse in order to make them feel better, to cool them off, and therefore that is for medicinal purposes, and that's why it is aser. Just two ha'aretz, one we discussed recently and one we did not. One is the Gezer Shechikas HaMamanim, I think came up recently, but here is one important caveat in that sugya. We know the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Aruch Chaim, the Isser D'Rabbanan of taking medicines on Shabbos, and is an Isser that applies even Bizman HaZeh, even if one might say, the reason might not apply, number one, the reason does apply in certain places in the world, they still make medicines by crushing herbs. And number two, even if the reason doesn't apply, doesn't matter. Afabisha butla hatam lo butla takana, we do not have the power to undo the Isser D'Rabbanan of Shechikas Samamanim. But as we know, that number one, that does not apply to serious cases of illness. A chola sheish bo sakana, obviously. Even a chola she ain bo sakana. Even a chola that is bedridden, that somebody has the flu, or any other sick person who's in the category of a chola she ain bo sakana, is allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. That's not where the Rabbanan goes there. Their din, right? The only time when the Rabbanan were gozer is a case of less than a chol ashein basakana. Somebody is not bedridden, but the one doesn't feel well for whatever purpose. That's the case of the Isser Rabbanan of Shchika Samamanim. But there are a number of exceptions to the rule, and one of them being our Gemara. What is a numlin? Why is that mutter? Because that's called machal briyim. Machal briyim, anything that has the status of food, even if I'm using it for medicine, it's still mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Shir Chav Ches in Hilchas Shabbos, Sif Lamed Zayin. Kol ochlim u'mashkim sheheim ma'achal briyim mutter la'achlan v'lishtosin l'refua. Any type of food or drink that is food, right? Even if I'm taking it for other purposes, I'm allowed to eat it and drink it. Afal pi shem kashim liksas briyim, even though some healthy people wouldn't eat it. Umuchacha milsa delurafua avid, afilu achishari, it's still mutter, because once it has the status of machal briyim, so then it is a mutter. Vakal she'enu machal mashke briyim, also lechav l'shos l'refua. And anything that is not machal briyim, something that inherently has, is called medicine. So then even if, I don't know, I'm taking it because I like how it makes me feel for some reason, still I'm not allowed to take it if it's a medicine. Right? Well, that's not so clear, but we'll leave that for now. V'davka mishiyish lo mechush ba'almovu mischazek v'olach kabari. Avalam ein lo shum mechush mutter. It says, right, if you totally feel, if you're not sick, then obviously you're not taking it for medicine. That's why I take back what I just said before. V'chein nafal mishkav shari. If nafal mishkav shari, the Ramah adds in, because that is a chola she'ein bo sakana. So that is one of the hetirim. And again, there are many other examples of this that are given that it is ma'achal briyim. Some say, right, some takes a shot of whiskey, right? Somebody has a toothache. So somebody gargles a shot of whiskey and then swallows it. That's ma'achal briyim, right? Even though I'm gargling it for medicinal purposes. I shouldn't spit it out. But that's one. Others say the whole sugya is of vitamins. Right, a big discussion in the postgame. Why are vitamins mutter? Most postgame hold vitamins are mutter on Shabbos. Number one, because for two major heterim. Number one, because it's machal briyim. Right, so the postgame say how many people are sick in the world and how many people take vitamins. So you see, it's a lot more people that take vitamins than are sick. So you see, it's machal briyim. Number one. Number two, and the other svara that is given. Again, it works. They're healthy, right? There are a lot more people. There are a lot of people that are healthy that are taking vitamins. They're not taking it because they're sick. A lot of people take vitamins than the people that are sick. And number two is that it is preventative. Medicine has to be something that the whole chashash was that a person's sick, and they're going to forget and they're going to come grind. And they're going to be in a state of tirifada, so to speak, and they need quickly to do it. But if somebody is taking preventative medicine, so then that was never included in the gzera, and therefore it's mutter. That's what Rav Moshe says. A different svar is given by the poskim. Rav Moshe in Arachayim, Gimel Nun Dalet, Hine Bedvar HaVitaminim, Shehar Be'anashim Briyim, She'ein Lehem Shum Meichesh V'choli, Aval HaRofim Miya'atzim Livloa Osam B'chol Yom. The doctors say that you should take it. Mishum sheim machazkim haguf. They strengthen the body. Im mutter lem levo gabba Shabbos. Right? Are you allowed to take it on Shabbos? Because it's just preventative. It strengthens the body so that you don't get sick. Vitaminim sheinem ruyim lachila. Veim rak lerefua. Gabriyim asurim. You might say. But he says, these that don't do anything, that's just strengthening, so then yesh lahati or lukuli alma flamung and avram, and therefore it would be okay. But again, they are Heter, and the Tzitz Eliezer also, if you want to look it up, has a big tshuva about this, chelik yudalit simin nun, kibash it is pashi lakachto mishum hashlomas ha'ochel, sulo minkiri milsa dila refua ka'avid, v'yalkein muto lakachto mafilu mishum mechushe cholsha v'chizu kamezeg. V'zos nosaf l'masha kasav nebrosh tevareinu sheish bechla makam lekvash and achshavim heim kamachal briyim shemut levizu lakachal afilu kshemucha milsa l'refol ka'avin. Right, even if you might be taking them, but instead it has a status of machal briyim and preventative, and therefore it would be okay. Among the other svaras and heterim of shikas amanim, but that's one that quotes from the brisa right here. The difference between a nomlin and aluntis. The other issue that's mentioned is specifically in this context. So the Gemara says that if it's a mixture, it's okay. Wine of that we're worried about the stam yenam, if it is in a mixture, so it is an ingredient, then the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it is okay. That's Sif Dalid, where we have the next Sif in the Shulchan Aruch. Yayin shema arvin bo dvash upilpilin im nishtana tai. You know, let's read the Tosfos first, then we'll read the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Tosfos says here The heter, where it is mixed in as an ingredient, is only where it is no longer nikar. Let's say I put wine, and the wine is sitting on top. Sitting on top of the mixture of honey and wine, and so then it's still nikar, that's still a problem. Because if he touched it, it still has the status of wine. Look at the end of Tosfos Aluntis. V'yomer ritzba. D'davka tavshil. Lefi she'ein hayayin nikar be'en klal. Right, it's not ba'en. Aval kishemisimin oso b'shumin o b'chardal. Right, if I put it into garlic or mustard, shema yesh lachush l'mago v'gachavim. Lefi shu ba'en yoser. V'chein alach l'maisa. If it's still ba'en, it's still nikar, so then it is still a problem. The Ramah quotes this, but adds the element of nishtana hatam. So Shulchan Aruch, now let's read it. So yayin shemarvin bo dvashu pilpulin in mishtana taimo machmasam eino nesar b'maga akum. If it doesn't taste like wine, the taste is changed, so then it's not the nesar. V'hu adin b'dvash l'chud o pilpulin l'chud, that is what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Kuf Chav Gimel Dalet, and then the Ramah adds in the next if. If it has wine in it, it's not a problem. Right, that's the Ritzba that was just quoted in Tosfos. The Ramah says, if it's nikar atop, then the guy touches it, so then it is a problem. That's only if the tom hasn't changed, even if it's sitting on top. Vin misar b'yayin mevushal, and then it gets into yayin mevushal, which of course is mutter. That is the Ritzba in Tosfos, quoted in the Rama. The Rambam also discusses this in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Machalos Asuros, and then we'll move on. The Rambam says here, Perek Yud Aleph, Horu Gaone Mairav. The Western Gaonim have paskin. Shim nisarev b'yayin Yisrael ma'at dvash o ma'at se'or. This is our Gemara. I mean, based on our Gemara. If there's any type of mixture, there's a little bit of honey or yeast. Ho'ol ve'eno ro'i l'mizbeach harehu k'mevushal. O k'shechar ve'eno misnasech u'murtu l'shtosu im hagoy. We'll get back to that Rambam also in a minute when we talk about yayin mevushal. The Rambam says, it sounds like any little mixture. Any little bit. Doesn't say anything about time changing. Right, unlike the Tosfos and the Ramah, but if there's any mixture, any little bit in, the Radvaz says ha'achronim lo samchu al hara'azu. Right, I don't think the achronim relied on this because of harash hatam shikar exer mishum benosayan ela shechmir lo osur ba'ana. V'ani ragil l'smoch al hara'az ha'goonim b'safik naga goy avo b'vadei naga lo. The Radvaz says, if it's Safik Naga, I'll rely on this Heter, but if it's Vade Naga, then I wouldn't. And the Kesed Mishnah also says that we don't, this is a big kula of the Rambam that not everyone relies on. Not everybody relies on. Okay. Ovdi Kochav Men Gayim. So again, in this context, the poskim are not Machalik in this, right? Even though you have the Meiri who says in all the halachas that we had in the first parak and the like, that is dafka, ovde kochavim, idol worshippers, for the halacha of yayin, there, it is connected to nesach, but it's also connected to intermarriage. And therefore, it would apply even to non-idol worshippers. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbah of Yosef, de Amri Travayu, Yayin mazug, ein bo mishum gilui, yayin mevushal, ein bo mishum nisach. Two issues here, Rabban Rav Yosef discuss. Yayin mazug, diluted wine. Diluted wine, it has, Rashi says, two-thirds water, one-third wine. There's no issue of gilui. Gilui, which was common in the days of old, of snakes coming in and depositing some venom into the yayin, so there's no problem because the snakes are not interested in diluted wine, and you don't have to be worried about gilui. But yayin mevushal ein bo mishum nisuch, and also the other heter, if it's cooked wine ein bo mishum nisuch, there is no problem of nisuch hayayin. We'll get back to that. Let's just do a little more. Ibay luhu yayin mevushal yesh bo mishum gilui yo ein bo mishum gilui. Does mevushal help for the gilui issue or not? So Tashma, Heid Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi al Yayin Mevushal She'ein Bo Mishum Gilui. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says there's no problem of Gilui either when it comes to Yayin Mevushal. So these are two major topics that come up here. Maybe let's just do a little more, and then we'll talk about the Yayin Mevushal topic and then the Mayim Galuyim topic. Let's do a little more first. Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmael chalash. One time Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmael got weak, was sick. Olagabe Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud. V'rabban l'shulebe. They came to visit him. And what do you do when you're mevaker chala? You talk about Torah. What do you do by any situation in life? You talk about Torah. Remember there's a mission in Croesus that says there were two Tanaim that were in the marketplace buying chicken for the wedding of one of their sons. And Rabbi Akiva, I think, asked the other one this very complicated question about Croesus and Chataos. And that one of the Mepharshim on the Mishnah there, the Tiferes Yisrael, Tosfos Yontif, discusses there that doesn't matter where they are. They talked in Torah. So here, they went to visit him. So what they do? Yasvi v'kami bo'eluhu. Yain mevushal. Yesh bo mishum gilui o ein bo mishum gilui. Is there an issue of gilui when it comes to yain mevushal? Armaluhu Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud. Hach yam Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Mishum gavar rabba. Umanu Rabbi Chia. Yain mevushal ein bo mishum gilui. As we just said before, there is no problem of gilui as the first, as Rabbi Yaakov Eidi said earlier. Amrule nismoch, shall we rely on this? Machvile Rabbi Yanai b'Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yanai b'Rabbi Yishmael, who was the one that was sick in bed, what does he do? He shows a live al tzavari. He like makes a pointing at his neck, saying, it's on me. It's on me, yes, I'm taking responsibility for this heter. Good. Shmuel. The Avlat. I'll stop there for a minute before the story of Shmuel. So, 2 points. Yain Mevushal. So we didn't talk about this at length yesterday. But Yain Mevushal, as we know, famous heter. There's no problem maga akum by Yain Mevushal. The question is, why not? What is it? The Gemara says it clearly, that it's mutter. Yain Mevushal is not a problem of maga. And that's what we know in all of our houses. If you have Yain Mevushal, you don't have to worry about any type of a maga of an akum. So what's the heter? So two, maybe three different svaras. The Rambam that we just read holds that, and others say, because the whole source of it is connected to nisuch, royal and nasech, and the goyim wouldn't be menasech, Yain Mevushal to their avodah zarah. Hol ve'eno roy, lemizbeach ve'eno misnasech umutu l'shtosu im hagoy. Right, the Rambam says this in the halacha right beforehand. Ein misnasech l'avodazara el yayin sharoi l'hakar v'agavi ha'mizbeach. Right, he connects wine that we would be menasech on our mizbeach has the same standards that the goyim would put on their altars. Umipnei ze kishegozer al stam yenam vigozer al kol yain sheyiga bo hagoy sheyeh aser bahanaa lo gozer ela al yain haroy lehisnasech lefichach yain mevushal she yisrael shenaga bo goy eno aser. Right, there's no problem. Right, Yain Mevushal is not a problem because it is not royal nasech al gavi hamizbeach. The Rosh gives a totally different svara. The Rosh says that Yain Mevushal is not so common. And Milsa delo shchicha lo gazer be'rabanan. That's the Rosh right here in Simin Yud Beis Hadavar Tamua. He quotes Yain Mevushal achatir tiach nikra Mevushal. Part of the issue also is intermarriage. So what's the difference if it's mevushal or it's not mevushal? It still should be usher if it's all about getting together with the non-Jews. Diluted wine is also, and you don't find that diluted wine would be mutter. The efshar says the Rush. Lefisha hamavushal eno matzui kolkach. Umulsa delo shchicha lo gazruba. That's the Rosh's svara, and the Ragos Hashri says, v'chein kazavar zaruah, v'chein medume, sheshamu mipi mori, Rabbeinu Yehuda bar Yitzchak, shebe'eretz Yishmael, v'shebe'eretz Bitzrayim, regilin lite madvash b'yayin v'su, enogin kein, yayin nesach, enogin bo yayin nesach. That's the second svara given by the Rosh. The Torah Sabayis, we haven't discussed the Torah Sabayis in a long time, the Rashba in his Torah Sabayis, all about Yoredeya issues, the Rashba quotes, Yain Mevushal, Hainu Taima, Mishum She'ein Taimo Yain, Ve'ein Shmun Yain Stam, Lefichach Lo Gazer Bohen. Somehow, it doesn't taste like wine, therefore it's not called wine. Ein Shmun, and that's what we got a little bit from the language of the Gemara. On the bottom of the previous Amud. Right, it's Yayin Mitchilaso, right, Shahai Mitchilaso Yayin. What do you mean? Yayin Mevushal, that was originally wine? So it might just mean that was uncooked wine. But it sounds like there's a new status. Va'od, and then he adds, Asha'av Heim and Askanosam, he holds like the Rambam Shita also. Kidamrina Gabe Chometz, Imishimisuche Lo Minzach. The Rashba has that other line that once the time is removed, then it loses the status of being called being called wine. What exactly does bishul mean? We say yain mevushal, right? The machlokas rishonim and then the machlokas haposkim. Machlokas rishonim, different versions in the rishonim. The Rush, when the Rush quoted this right here, he quoted the language of boiling, resicha. V'chi mishum, he says, v'yayim mevushal achar shehirtiach nikra mevushal. And where does he quote that from? Hilchas Shabbos. Right, Hilchas Shabbos, we know, what is the cutoff point for Hilchas Shabbos? T'per Akira, quote Tav Mem, nechleku I amar hefshero zeo bishulo, avok shirtich lavim mevushal kuli amar. Hirtiach, right, Hilchas Shabbos, we know, what is called bishul when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos? So when it comes to a solid, so then you can measure it. That's machol bedrusoy. Right? If something becomes edible, if I make something non-edible to edible on Shabbos, that's also daraisa. Machlokas rishonim, Rambam Rashba, what about if I go from edible to fully cooked? Is that also bishul daraisa or not? That is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, or machmir, for that shita. But that's Hilchas Shabbos. So the Rush quotes Hilchas Shabbos in Hilchos Yayin Esef. And just like, that's a solid by Hilchas Shabbos. What about a liquid by Hilchas Shabbos? So you can't go by edibility. You can't say, oh, once you make water edible, it's edible before I boil it up at all. I could drink cold water. So that's why, for Hilchas Shabbos, the definition of bishul is temperature. It's temperature, and that is once I make it yatzo ledespo, once I make it boiling hot, hirtiach, so then that is bishul for Hilchos Shabbos. So that gets into the issue of once it cools down, is there bishul achar bishul, right, by lach, by yavesh, big sugis in Hilchos Shabbos. But that's what the Rush quotes. Resicha is also the rule here. The Yerushalmi that the Ramban here quotes, quotes an added element. And the question is this a different element or not? The Ran assumes that it's the same. The Ran here in the Dafi Arif. But the Yerushalmi and the Ramban quotes, Mima'it midaso, lessening its volume. Because when something starts boiling, then the volume is lessened. So that's a different emphasis that some poskim say maybe it doesn't just go by when it starts to boil, but it has to be in that state for a little while. The Ran here, Daf Yud Manal from Daf Yerif, seems to say it's the same shear. The Meiri also quotes a couple of days. The Shulchan Aruch here in Kuf Chav Gimel quotes Resicha. We'll see how this is Alach HaLamaisa. Quotes boiling. Me'masai Nigra Mevushal Mishehir Tiach Al Gabi Ha'esh. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rush. Shach dahainu she yisma'it mi midaso ayidei resicha. Kach kasev harashba vaharan. So he quotes that it is the same shear. The shaila is, what about bezman hazeh? Pasteurization. Is pasteurization enough for being considered mevushal? That is a major machlok as a poskim. Many poskim say it is good enough, or Moshe Feinstein says it's good enough. In a couple of shuvas, in Evan Ezer, Dalet Kufches, in Arach, in Yaredeya, Gimel Amad Aleph, Ramoshe says in a number of places that it is enough. It gets very hot, and it's to get out all of the impurities. He has a one-liner in Evan Ezer. Lachshov yayin mevushal shelo le'yaser b'maga akum tzarachom shel kuf ayin heimalos Fahrenheit be'erach. Right, 175. 175 is the shear, and then he talks about pasteurization in the other tshuva, where he says that it is good. Simen Laman Aleph in Yaredeya. Shear bishul yayin lahatir b'maga akav. Etzem hadin shenisvashol kechom yadzei ladispo hu b'din bishul. He goes in the factories. Yishlusmo chazel amaisa. Who argues? Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman assumes that is regular pasteurization is not good enough because it doesn't change the tam, it doesn't change the its mahus, and therefore in the Mincha Shlomo and Chelik Aleph Simen Chafei Maga Nachri B'Yayin Mefustar Nirlan Yis Daiti Shlish Lefakpek Tuva B'Kula Zu Mikama Ta'amim. Shlomo Zalman says it's not, you can't just go by that, it has to be extra mevushal. Ki nirlani yas daiti de mevushal sheniskar b'shasu poskim mayri dafka bebishul ragil de kemosha hatavshul mizbashul bekederish al ha'ish kach ayim avashlim gamas hayayin v'yadua shetekev emtchilas habishul hakohol, the alcohol, miyan no deifu misadeh, right, it evaporates. Mashenkin bizmanenu hapister na'aseh b'kisha hayayin v'hamitzim b'toch tzinoro segurim, right, it's all done in closed pipes. V'lachin him amnam de legabe zeh שצריכים שתחסר מהמידה שפר מסתבר דף שבגלל זה שהוא סוג המסוג הלא נחסר כלום מהיין בכל מקום מבושל מיהווה כיוון למה שלא נחסר הוא רק בבני שזה ססום ואי אפשר כלל להיות עידוי אבל חושב שפר מבושל. He says, inherently, it's a bishul that would be mema'it the volume, even though you did something that the volume doesn't leave because it's closed. Av mikom akom nira, kivan she'im nechzer mi'amid v'akol, yatsa mi'ayan v'sa'adar, yadua shatama yayin b'shtanim od. If the alcohol content would leave, so then it would be changed, the taste. V'lachin in derech nachrim l'nasich yayin kazeh. That's why the nachrim wouldn't use this. Mashe'en kein b'pister shol zmanenu, ashem ovad shatam lo mishtanim b'glal zeh shagur v'eino idui, gam osim od tachbulos. They also do all types of strategies. They go out of their way to try to make sure the taste doesn't change. Vishamati mimumcha. I heard from an expert, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Shahamon am eino yachol klal lahargish lahavdim shum hevdel b'mufustar lo mufustar. Right, the Hamon Am, most of us cannot tell the difference whether something is pasteurized or not. He assumes that it would be a problem, and he continues what you would actually need. Mikal Amar Nira, just reading the end of the tshuva, Shala Inyin Birchas Bari Pira Gafen, Ola Inyin Bishul Yain Shal Shvius Misavra Jala Kuliyama, Yish Lavar Bari Pira Gafen, Al Yain Mavustar. Right, you can make a bar for a guffin. Aflas serms from Barchem Shakal, Yain Mavushal, Gamutu Lavashlo Beshvius. Avalini Maga Nachri, Nire, the Afshe Koachte, Tera Adif, Mikomakom, Eineni, Yodea, Echef, Shalhak of Lisbach Alpister, Rak Mamis as a Chaidakim. Right, it kills all of the bacteria. Lachoshokim Mavushal, Avagab Shlonikar Boshem Shinui, Bechul, Bekam Yain, Kazeh, Harishrech, Matimod, Yishlahakm of Lizar, Mibazem, Maga Nachri. Bekam Ela Shadinam Kanachri, Lenze, Ben Yain, Bemisanavim. He continues. Anyway, but that is the Rosh Hashanah Zalman's Big Chumra. Again, other posts get Marmekel. Question is, does it really taste? The wine connoisseurs can taste the difference, right? Between Yain Mavushal, the fancy wines are not. And if somebody is a connoisseur, they really can taste the difference. Question is, does it go by the people who are really in the know, or does it go by the Hamon Am? But either way, that is part of the issue. Okay, let's do a little more, and then we'll get back to the issue of Gilui. Good. Says the Gemara, Shmuel va'avlit havayasvi, Shmuel and Avlit. Avlit was an Ovid of Arizara. They were sitting. Ayesu l'kamayo chamer mevashla. They've brought in front of them cooked wine. Mashche liyade. So he pulled away his hand. Armalei Shmuel, hari armri, ayin mevushal, ein bo, meaning the Avlit knew that if he would touch the wine, that Shmuel wouldn't drink it. So that's why he didn't touch it. So Armalei Shmuel, hari armru, ayin mevushal, ein bo, shum yayin esach. Shmuel told him, don't worry about it. The maidservant of Rabbi Chia, there was Yaim Avushal that became Megula. It's the same thing, there's no issues of Gilui, don't worry about it. Right, the servant of Rav Ada Barava, there was diluted wine that became Megula. Amar lei, hare amr, yayin mazuk, ainbo mishim gilui. Don't worry about it. Amar, papa lo amren elo de mazuk tuva. That's only if it's diluted well. Aval mazuk, below mazuk, shasi. But if it's only a little diluted, so then Rashi says, ainbo mayim harbe, so then the nachash will still drink it, so it's still a problem. Umazuk lo mazuk mishasi, is that really true? Does the snake drink diluted wine. Harava barav huna havi kaazel ba'arva. He was on a boat. Havi nakin chamra ba'day. He had some wine. V'chazi aluhu chivra detzari va'asi. He sees in the water. He sees a snake charging towards the boat. I guess he smells the wine. Armel Shame, Sami Ani Dedain, says to him, ruin this wine. Shakel kale maya shadibe. Right, he threw a couple of drops of water in. V'sar lachore, and the snake stopped. So you see, even if it's only a little diluted. So says the Gemara, Achaya Masar Nafsha, Amazigala Masar Nafsha. Interesting about the behaviors of the wine. If it's undiluted wines, then even if people are around, the snake will come and it'll be Moser Nefesh. But by Mazika, diluted, doesn't like it so much, so maybe if it's around, plain, no people there, they'll drink it, but not if there are people that are around. Really? It's not Moser Nefesh for diluted. Right? He was somewhere, one of these places. Or Behedya was in Beachbure. Havi Yasvi v'kashasu chamer meziga. They were drinking left diluted wine. Pashalu chamer bekuba. There was some wine left in the barrel. Vitsaruni bifrunka. And they tied it a cover on the top with a cloth because they didn't want it to leave it. They didn't want to leave it open. The chazelu chivya, and they saw a snake. The shakomaya, verama bakuba, adamale bakuba. What does that mean? The Rabbeinu Hananel explains on the first wide line. The snake, you know, drank some water, went to the barrel, spit the water into the barrel until the wine came all the way up to the top of the barrel, and then it was able to suck out the wine from the top through the cloth. V'salak chamri lave prunka v'shasi. Right, so you see, even though there were people around and it was diluted, right, it was either the snake was moser nefesh. Amri demazig ihu shasi. Demazig achrini lo shasi. If he dilutes it, okay, he would still drink it. But if not, others. All of this behavior of snakes. Amri avashi vitemer amisharshi. Piruka la sakanta. You're giving dakustik chilukim when it comes to pikuach nefesh. Be machmir. You know, we're talking about pikuach nefesh here. A diluted, undiluted people are around. Hey, what are you doing? You have to just say. You have to say vada. There's no chiluk. Amar Rava hilchas ayayin mazug yesh bo mishum gilui v'yesh bo mishum yayin esach. When it comes to mazug, be worried. We don't make any chilukim. We have to be nervous. Yayin mavushal ein bo mishum gilui v'ein bo mishum yayin esach. When it comes to yayin mavushal, there is no problem. Good. In terms of yayin magulim, we know the Rambam and the other Rishonim. When the Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh, where the Rambam's Hilchos Rotzeach also has Ushmiras HaNefesh. It doesn't only talk about murder, but it talks about taking care of ourselves. And the Rambam there talks all about the examples in Chazal that have to do with danger. He starts with the Din D'Oraisa about Ma'akeh, about putting something on my roof. And then the Rambam says, Echad Gag ve'echad kol davar sheish bo sakana, v'roi sheikasha bo adam, v'yamus, any type of dangerous situation, k'gon sheisa lo be'er, o bar b'chatzero, bein sheish bo hen mayim, bein sheim bo hen mayim, chayav lasos len chul yugvo asar tzvachim. You have to put some type of defense, some type of prevention for anything dangerous. V'chen kol michshol, sheish bo sakana stafashas, mitzvah sasei lahasiro ulihishamar mimenu. Any michshol is a mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, is a mitzvah to remove it and to guard from it. Ulihizar bedavar yafa yafa. Be very careful. Hishamar lechoshvar nafshcha ma'od. Right? Even though in the Torah, the pasha pshat of that pasuk is avodah zarah. Stay away from avodah zarah. V'nishmarta them all the nafshos seichem. But Chazal understand that also in a more general way of protecting oneself. And then the Rambam says, there are many things Chazal answered because of Sakara Safashis, Vakala over Alay and Va'amar. Hareni Misachin Batsmi, Umalachir Malaybakach. What do they care? So I'll endanger myself. Who cares? It's my body. The answer is, it's not your body. Oh, Eno Makbin, Makados Makas Mardus, you give him rabbinic lashes. Ve'eluhain. And what are? We have this already, right? You can't drink water at night without looking, right? Because of the leeches, where we had that earlier in the Masechta. V'lo yishteh balayla, shem yiv la'aluka, v'lo yishteh mayim magulim, shem ashasa mehen nachash v'chayotzi bo mizochalei afar v'yishteh v'yamus. That is the Rambam quotes this. And then the Rambam goes into all the details. Kolam ashken asur mishim gilu yishin esgalu bo bein bayom bein balayla asurin. V'afilu im bitzidon adam yashen, in emas yashen alazochlin. We'll get to that. Even if somebody's sleeping. How long? Enough time for the snake to go in, drop off some venom, and leave. And then he goes into what's the shear, how long, v'chulu, and the Rambam goes into all of these halachas. That is the Rambam. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, says that Bizman Hazeh, based on Rishonim, Kuf Tes Zayin, which this is a siman about Gilui. There's one line that knocks out the whole sugya. Mashkim shenizgalu, asrim chachamim, dachayshin shemeshasa nachash mehem, v'hita bohem eres, says the Ramah, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yachshav, she'inachashim mitzuyim b'neinu, mutter. Quotes Tosfos that we'll have in a couple of daf from now, right? The quotes that if, because bizman hazeh, there are no snakes around, mutter. Aye, what do you mean? Avla bishabala tamla bala gzera. So usually the rule is, even though the reason does not apply, the din applies. But there are some, and we only know this through Rishonim. Right? There are some that it must be that the reason was built in. And if the reason was built into the takana, once the reason falls away, so then the gzera falls away as well. Right? So this is one of those examples. Right? The Taz says right here, quoting that Tosfos, "Ve'ein bazeh mishum davar she'nasar b'minyan, de'lo nasar ela b'bnei nechashim." Right, it wasn't asur b'minyan. It was asur because of the snakes, and that reason was built in. But if the reason was wouldn't have been built in, so then it wouldn't have been as crucial. But there are those that are still machmer today, and that of course is the Vilna Gaon. The Pisrei Tshuva here quotes the Gra and the Shlah. Ayin b'Shlah shekasa de mikol makom shemer nafshe yirchak mizeh v'haraya shari tur kasa l'chol adinim echem hem lo nosar. right? The Torah quotes this. Ubahanhagas hachasid hagrazal. Pischei Shuva quotes the Graf from the Maaser Rav. Kasav gamkein shoye nizhar ma'od bedavar zeh. Alkein arotza lizar ya'ayin kol adinim betur. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch is not going to quote all the dinim here, but you want to know all the halachas, look in the Torah. And it is all quoted. And all the Mefarshim on the bottom here, the Mata Yehonasan here also discusses, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, why is this different? He says, Vahefresh Hamiti hu, the Vadai, Koma Shasr Chachamim Belishum Tnai, if the Chacham asked something without a built-in reason, Kagon, the Lolas is Malacha Bear Pesach Hachatzos, Bishamakravas a Pesach, Oshalo Lachol, Samach Lemincha Bear Pesach, Vadasover and Samach Lemincha Gdola Tnan, Vahafta Hashta Lekha Karman Pesach, Bikomakam, Kivan Tekfar Nasser, Beminion, Mi Belishum Tnai, Hashanami Osir, Masha Enkain, Hecha de Bishosh and Nasser, Hoyabo Tnai, there was a tnai there, like milk and ovid kochavim that a Jew does not see. It is ki'ilu a Jew is seeing it. He says here too, it's ki'ilu the person is guarding it in the time when there was a snake. Meaning even then, it wasn't like everything revealed was usher. But if a Jew's sitting there, so then it's mutter. So, in a time period where there are no snakes, it's ke'ilu, a Jew is sitting there. It wasn't a blanket isser, right? It wasn't a blanket isser where some cases would be mutter even then, right? You can't blow shofar on Shabbos, period, right? Gzeira sheme yavi renu. There was no heter at that time built in. But drinking mayim megulim, there were heterim already built in then. So this continues, those heterim, it has that status. Again, that is an important discussion relating in general also to Didim Drabanan, comes up by clapping on dancing on Shabbos also. Tosfos and Beis discusses that, but we will continue. Says the Gemara. Once we had that halacha lemaisa, we continue now. Shamoi Rav Chilkia Bartuvi Igla Hahi Kista Demaya. Right, the servant Chilkia Bartuva had this type of bottle that had megulim. Vavi Naim Gabai. He was sleeping next to it. Asla Gabai Rav Chilkia Bartuvi, and he comes to Rav Chilkia. Amalei Hari Amru Emas Yashin Aleihem. Right, are they scared even of a sleeping person? Right, he says yes. Only a daytime sleeping person, he's taking a nap. But by nighttime, he's not scared. Either way, Lamaskana, we don't say that, and that's what the Rambam Paskin also, that the snake is not scared of a sleeping person. Rav will not drink from the Arimian, a cup of a liquid that came from there. But because they're not Bekian in Hilchas Gilui. Mibe Armalta Shasi Amar Sircha Tagavrana Kitna. But the Bey the house of an Almana, she of a Yisrael, he would drink because the fear, the awe of her husband is still on her, and therefore she would be careful about Mayim Megulim, not wanting to give anybody dangerous wine. Shmuel Lo Shasi Mayim Mibe Armalta. Shmuel wouldn't. Amar Lesle Aims to the Gavra Velo Michsi Maya. She doesn't always focus on it and it doesn't cover the water. See the opposite. He would drink from the Arimian. Nihita agiluyo lo kapti, amanak rusa mia kapti. Right? Even though they're not machpid on gilui, but they're machpid on menak rusa, rashi, nikayon. Right? Hygiene. They are machpid on certain hygienic, and therefore, if it was left open, there might be bugs that get in and other germs, and therefore, it would be a mutter. Ika da amri, Rav lo shasi mayim be'arma, or a different version, Rav will not drink from the be'arma, avo mi'armalta shasi, Shmuel lo shasi mayim lo mi'be'arma, avo lo mi'be'armalta, and he wouldn't drink from either. Okay, period. Amri, Shem ben Levi, shalosh yeno sein, ve'ein ba'em mishum gilui. There are three wines that do not have a gilui problem, ve'elu hein, chad, mar, matok. Right, these three types. What are these three types? Chad, tila, harifa. Dimitsare Ziki, a type of very sharp wine that breaks the bottle. It's very, very, very sharp wine. Mar Yarnuka, it's a type of, inferior wine. Matok Chulia, right? Because of its, also, it's a sweetened wine that none of these are, have any gili problems. Rav Chama Masni Liiluya, right? He says they're superior. Chad Chamar Upilpulin. Mar Afsintin, right, that the mar is this other type of bitter wine. Matok may barg, right? Some other type of fancy type of wine that the nachash doesn't drink from. So some of them are the inferior types, some of them are the superior types. Amar Shem ben Lakish, kar yena, ein bo mishem gilui. Mar kar yena, amar evo, chamra chalya dasi me asya. So a type of sweet wine that comes from Asya. Amar Rava, ubim komo, yesh bo mishem gilui. In its place, right where it comes from, there is gilui. My time, a chamra medinahu. Meaning, it's the beverage of the land. That's nothing to do with Hilchas Kiddush. It has to do with the snakes are used to it. So even though in other places they're not used to it and they wouldn't drink it, but here they would drink it. Amar Rava, hai chamra da akrim. If wine started to spoil and become chometz, atzalasa yomi yeshua mishim gula. The first 3 days it still has a status of wine, they're still going to drink it. Mishum yayin nesach, and also it's still called wine for yayin nesach purposes. Mikan ve'elach, einbo mishim gula, einbo mishim yayin nesach. After those 3 days it's already very ruined, and there's no issues of gilui or yayin nesach. Even after 3 days, why my time zimnin mikri v'shasi? Because even after 3 days, sometimes the snake is, really thirsty, and the snake would come in and drink it. Remember, we discussed a little bit the Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Shmini on the Shmona Shratzim. Rabbeinu Bachai says there, why isn't a snake one of the Shratzim? You would think the snake is the symbol of tumah, the symbol of evil. Right, the chait of Adam and Chava. You should say the snake. Yes, it's not kosher like all the other ones, but it should be a kitame. So Rabbeinu Bachai says, Durachei Darchei Noam. We don't want anybody to like have second thoughts about killing the snake if you see it. So, it's going to make me tame. No, it's not one of the shratzim, meaning it's not going to make you tame. And therefore, that's why it's fair game in order to kill the snakes. That's why Durachei Darchei Noam, again, part of the larger 15 examples that we give for Durachei Darchei Noam, why the Sefer Chinuch says that a Kohanim are allowed to be Matami for their family members, Durachei Darchei Noam, right, unless you're the Kohen Gadol, right, it's only appropriate to be able to go to the Levaya, and the other examples that are given, the Mesha Chachma by Puravu, and the Gemara in Sukkah, that's where it starts, by Hadassim, not having thorns, the Tosfos are Rosh and Yavam and Navbeis, about a young Yavam, in certain cases. Okay, fine. Tanur Rabbanan, Yayin Toses. If we have time at the end, maybe we'll mention some more of the examples. Tanur Rabbanan, Yayin Toses, Ein Bo Mishum Gilui. Yayin Toses, wine that is starting to ferment. Right, Rashi, Yayin Chadash Migito Achehu Machmitz, Lios Yayin. So it's in the middle. Before we spoke about wine that's getting ruined here, before it's wine. Yayin Toses, Ein Bo Mishum Gilui. Vekamba Tisisaso, Gimel Yamim. How long? 3 days. Hashchalim, Ein Bo Mishum Gilui. Shchalim, Kress. Doesn't have any issues of gilu, even egola nogu ben iser. But egola say that maybe it does. V'lo amar el delesbu chala, and this is only if it has no vinegar in it. Aval isbu chala migri bu. But if it has chala, so then the chometz, the vinegar, really overtakes the mixture, and therefore the snakes do not partake. Kuta chabavli ebo mishem gilui. Right, this mixture that we know from Maseches Psachim. Some type of bread that's a little moldy. Ebo mishem gilui. Uvenegola nagubo iser. Amar Rav Menashe, iispe nikure chashinan. If there's marks that there were fangs in it, then chashinan, then we are choshish. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Shmuel. Me tif ebo mishem gilui. If there's a constant drip of wine, so then the snakes are scared of that. There's no gilui, because it's constantly dripping. Amar Avashi v'da'avit tif lahadi tif tif. That's only if it doesn't, there's no breaks in the middle. It's constant. So then, the nachash is scared of it. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Shmuel. Pi te'ena, ebo mishim gilui. Right, if there is what's the pi te'ena? Well, you take a fig off of a tree. The little opening that the fig was connected to the tree, you don't have to worry that the snake got in that little spot. Right, Rashi, pita'ena kishetolshin osa nasela pekatzar b'makam uksa. Right, where the uk, it's where it was attached to the tree, you don't have to worry about gilui in that little spot. Kaman ki aitana, detanya Rebbe Elazar Omer, where do you see this? Rebbe Elazar says, ochel adam anavim v'te'enim balayla v'nechoshish mishum shenemar shomer psoim Hashem. This is an acceptable activity that is considered normal by people. Again, many activities. What's the sugya of Shomer Psoim Hashem? Huge topic. But there are certain activities in life that have a certain amount of danger. Crossing a street has danger. Eating anything has danger. But there's certain activities that is an acceptable risk, is considered normal behavior by the Hamon Am. And therefore here too, eating these figs, that's even though there's always a tiny little risk, but eating these figs is considered a normally accepted risk by people, and therefore, shomer psoim Hashem. Again, this is a huge topic. Rav Moshe Feinstein made this famous in his discussion of smoking, over the years of shomer psoim Hashem. But again, it's not clear. You know, Rav Moshe, as we have mentioned, if you go through all the tshuvas of Rav Moshe, it is not clear what he would say bizman hazeh, right? Rav Moshe's last tshuva was many decades ago. But if you look in Rav Moshe in Yeridea Beis Memtes, which is from 1964, that's the first time he said b'dvar ishun sigariot lomar she'asur mi'isur sakanta kivet she'dashu barabim k'var isa b'gemara shomer psalm Hashem. But then later on in 1981, Toshin Mem Aleph, in a tshuva written to my father, im yesh isur b'ishun sigariot, he says pashut, he says he's already getting more usur pashut de b'dar b'dika harbi shlo kashalu b'riusam klum gon harbi mini ochlim she'itchi nanim em b'yoser b'chulu. He says very fatty foods and other things. He says it's hard to say it's usur, but he says I know it's it causes sicknesses, but I still can't answer it. Lahachlos mizep asartan cancer bone machlos musukanos. So he says min avadai min aroy not to do it. So that was already in 1981. So again, as the evidence became more and more, it is impossible to know what Rav Moshe would say bizman hazeh. Again, we could conjecture, but again, many other poskim have already asserted it, Rav Asher Weiss and others, in terms of the evidence today. But again, there are activities that are considered acceptable, you know, driving in a car and going on an airplane and doing certain type of, entertainment. Again, the question is where to draw the line. Some things have more danger than others. But again, that's the sugya of Shomer Psalm Hashem. The question is, you know, there are certain types of jobs that have more danger to it. If somebody's a policeman, somebody's a fireman, you know, if somebody's a doctor, if somebody, there's risk factors to any field of Parnassa. But again, that's the, if somebody's a bodyguard. But again, the Rav Asher Weiss in his commentary on Dvarim, he talks about, you know, that's anything that is accepted, and there are people that need to do all the different jobs in society, so that's accepted, and therefore one would apply Shomer Psalm Hashem. Okay, Amar of Safra, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Deroma, Shlosha Mini Eres, saying three types of Eres, Shol Bachur, right, the different types of venom, Shol Bachur Shokea, some of it, the younger one sinks, Shol Benini Mifapea, it's in the middle, Shol Zakein Tzaf, it floats, L'meimer Dekama Dekashish Kachush Chayle, is this to say that the older one is, the weaker is one's strength, right, that the Zakein, the older one, it's not so strong, it just floats, Vatanya, Shlosha Kozvan Shemaskini Gvura Mitosefes, but what do you mean? We know three beings, as they get older, they get stronger. Eluhain, dog, nachash, v'chazir. Fish, snake, and pig. So where it says, koach osufi hu dekamosif, zire kalish. It's stronger, but the venom is weaker. Shabachar, so, and what's the nafkamina to know all this? Shabachar, shokeh, hilchasa. What do we have to know that if the from the young snake, it sinks to the bottom? Datanya. Chavish and iskala. If you have a barrel that was megula, avabishashasu manutisha, avalomesu. Even if nine people drank from it already and did not die, lo yeshimenu asiri. The tenth one can't. Because maybe the poison is sitting at the bottom. And it happened once. The tenth one died. That was an example of shokeya. V'chein avatiach. Another example, shenis galsa. A watermelon that has juices and liquid in it that was left overnight. Avli shachlem en ates b'nei adam. V'lo mesu lo yachem enu asiri. The tenth one shouldn't drink, shouldn't eat it. Maisa haya v'achlu mimena v'tisha v'lo mesu v'achlu asir v'meis. Amarebi, zeu shokeya. So you see, it's important to know that some sink to the bottom, some are in the middle, and some are on top, because even if some drank and it wasn't a problem, but others will drink, eat from it, and it would be a problem. Tana Rabbanan, finishing up, Mayim Shenes Galu Harezel Yishafkim B'Rishas Arabim. You should not pour Mayim Galuyim to Rishas Arabim, because somebody might step on it, and some of there might be something in the water that might be dangerous to go into one's toes. V'lo Yarbis B'Enes Abayis, or to sprinkle in your house in order to keep the dust down. Or to knead with. And you should not give it to your animal or to your friend's animal to drink. Right? Your animal, because that's going to kill your animal. Your friend's animal, that's going to be mazik. Right? So you can't do either. You shouldn't wash your face, hands or feet with it. Only a body part that has a crease in it, is it a problem? But if it's smooth, then it's not a problem. So what exactly is the difference? Isn't that what the Tanakhama is also worried about, where there's a crease? Ikamenayu, gava yad, v'gava regel, v'rumni da'api. Right, the back of the hand, or foot, or the cheeks, right, so those are that would be the nafkamina. There is no crease there, and to acherim it would be mutter, and the Tanakhama would say it is still usur. Okay, we'll have to stop by Amar Mar. Again, a lot to do here with mayim gluyim, and again, the Sharp Psalm Hashem is a huge topic. We discussed in the past a bit in terms of the Gemara has that by birth control of a woman who is dangerous for her to get pregnant. There's a lot of different nafkaminas relating to that. Okay, we'll have to stop here.